Good morning and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Abby Smith and I'm a missionary here at Damascus where we're working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. Today we're going to be reflecting on a reading from Mark chapter 8, verses 14 through 21. So let's begin in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. The disciples had forgotten to bring bread, and they had only one loaf with them in the boat. Jesus enjoined them, "Watch out, guard against the leaven of the Pharisees and the leaven of Herod." They concluded among themselves that it was because they had no bread. When he became aware of this, he said to them, "Why do you conclude that it's because you have no bread? Do you not yet understand or comprehend? Are your hearts hardened? Do you have eyes and not see, ears and not hear? And do you not remember when I broke the 5 loaves for the 5,000, how many wicker baskets full of fragments you picked up?" They answered him, 12. "And when I broke the 7 loaves for the 4,000, how many full baskets of fragments did you pick up?" They answered him, 7. And he said to them, "Do you still not understand?" Now, in this passage that we read this morning, I see a lot of myself in the disciples, right? Something that happens all too often in the gospel accounts of Jesus's life. But I love that because it always shows me just how applicable scripture is to my life and just how much humans are still humans with the same flaws and the same sinful tendencies. Today, we read about the disciples realizing a lack before them and not really knowing how to respond. Jesus replies by asking them, "Do you not yet comprehend?" Right? And he begins questioning them. Jesus had patience with the disciples. Here, he reminds them again of the message of the loaves. He reminds them of the numerous other times that they've been in a similar situation, but he provided for them. Why do they not understand that he's provider yet? This is where the words from today resonate like so deeply with me. Because oftentimes in my own life, right, it's easy to see all of the places that I'm lacking. As friends, as family members, as employees, right, we all have so many roles in our lives and so many opportunities to fall short within that. None of us are perfect, but it can become so easy to let those shortcomings define us. As Christians, though, we know that our worth does not lie in the ways that we can achieve perfection in the physical things we do, right? But first and foremost, in the way that we can live as Christ in the world. Now, to become like a perfect person, that's a pretty tall order. Almost like not having enough food to feed massive crowds. Something we see time and time again is that God delights in doing the impossible. It's in the impossible moments that we remember our need for him. It's in the impossible moments that we remember his promise to us that he will look after us and provide for us. It's in the impossible moments that we know he wouldn't ask us to do something if he wasn't planning on showing up for us. Now for us today, the bread that Jesus offers is his word, right? He left behind this incredible recounting divinely inspired scripture. And the path to the impossible is laid out for us by the life that Jesus lived as an example for all. All we have to do is to learn how to live like him, right? All we have to do is to read his word and to pay close attention to his life and to call upon him in prayer every single day. You could say that the gospel is the daily diet, right, of the followers of Jesus. It's our daily bread. And that's all we're told to ask for. Give us this day our daily bread. Jesus, show us how to live a life that looks like yours. Teach us how to live a life that is worthy of the call that I've received. Now today, let's call to mind the areas of our life where, like the disciples, we might see a lack. An area where we don't feel good enough or strong enough or maybe provided for just yet. Right? As a missionary over the last couple of years, there's a lot of opportunities that can arise when you're serving and when you're living a life that's poured out and when you're giving of yourself. There's a lot of times where you can feel a little bit inadequate, right? Maybe you didn't get to pray that day, or maybe you're not super reminded that God's a provider and you feel like you just have to do everything all on your own and make it all work out. The Lord doesn't want that for us, right? He wants a life for us that is completely reliant on him, on the daily bread we receive from him. So let's look to his life to know how to model ours. And let's call upon his Holy Spirit to give us all the graces we need to look more and more like Jesus every day. Let's pray. Jesus, we give everything to you today. All of the doubts and the shortcomings and the lack, we pray that you would show us how to live like you and that you would be with us and help us to be bold in the moments we need to rely on your power instead of our own as a Lord who provides. Amen. This has been a scripture reflection on Mark chapter 8. Again, my name is Abby Smith. And to learn more about Damascus and the programs and events offered here, please visit us at damascus.net.